The boxing legend Sugar Ray Robinson even played in your team.
Oh, yeah. Fans enjoyed stuff like that. He played in the Garden with me and one or two other places out on the East Coast.
Was he any good?
No. So, you know, he was an attraction. People paid to see the Globetrotters because they are an attraction.
Right.
You know, Sugar Ray was an attraction.
What kind of a guy was Sugar Ray Robinson?
One of the nicest guys you'd ever want to meet. I mean, he was just plus. Very friendly, lots of personality.
Tell us about the day in 1951 in Berlin when Jesse Owens, the great track star, was your traveling secretary for the Harlem Globetrotters.
He and I roomed together. Jesse and I did.
And let me just say here, Jesse was the track and field athlete. He specialized in the sprints and the long jump, and he participated in the 1936 Summer Olympics in Berlin. He won 4 gold medals, and this was at a time in 1936, the Summer Olympics. The victory was important because Adolf Hitler had intended the 1936 Games to showcase his Aryan white supremacist ideals.
Yeah.
So here comes Jesse Owens, and you said you roomed with him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what kind of a guy was Jesse?
One of the nicest persons you'd ever want to meet. He was a guy that was a friend to everybody. He's a great speaker, a top dresser, personality plus.
Here he comes back in 1951 in Berlin.
People loved him. People loved him. You know, we played at Berlin Stadium. We had to charter bus. We went into the bus. Jesse wasn't on the bus with us. But you know how he came in?
Oh.
The helicopter brought him in. He got out of that helicopter, and it was announced that Jesse Owens just arrived. Boy, that stadium went wild. You had to put some cotton or something in your ear, the earplugs. I mean, it just went wild. And when he got out, we got that applause. He took all his outer clothing off, had his jog togs on. They invited him over to the chancellor, the top man's box, to greet him. And he said to Jesse, in 1936, Hitler refused to give you his hand. Today, Mr. Owens, I gave you both of mine. Boy, that crowd went wild. You couldn't hear your ears.
75,000 people there in the stand. And they must have given
him
ovation for a long, 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 long time.
Yeah, well, what Jesse did, he took a light jog around the field. As he got to each section, boy, boy, you couldn't hear your ears. And then at the end of it, what really set it off, he took this broad jump, long jump, I guess they call it now. Boy, it got even louder.
Oh, man.
But the people just loved him over there.
And you were there because the Harlem Globetrotters were playing in the stadium.
That's right.